This is Sporting Life.
Well, he really is that kind of good, isn't he? But let's begin at the beginning. Line 15, a packed Newsbury station. The tannoy booms. Rachel Blackmore to the paddock. Strange. A lad and two girls rocking that young farmer's look on the 9:30 are inhaling Copperberg and Budweiser. On your farmers. At the track, gates fly at 10:30 and, for the old firm, it's still all about the tweed. The festival demo is broad. Peaky Blinders are out in force, along with the Sotnes crew, and the bars are bouncing. 1 p.m, vibe changes. Laura Wright belts out Nessendorma. Faisal Vega fusses. Marine Nationale lopes, and then delivers exactly what Barry O'Connell said he would do as Ireland snag the Octella. Told the whole of Ireland, says Barry. No, you didn't, Baz. You told the whole world, and, however good land gets on, you won't be needing that disguise on the ferry home. Artle time. El Fabiolo is an absolute unit, and he does what Ireland expects. Willie puts his cheeks out, but the job isn't done until a fallen soldier rises. And the image of Dysart Dynamo walking away perkily while his groom sobs is Cheltenham in a nutshell. Ultimate time. Bookies need a break. No respite. Correct Rambler and Derek Fox reprise last year's late show. And watching them plot their way back from Fazakerley at Aintree will be fascinating. Now, to the most brilliant young hurdler since, well, since God was a lad. The Hyde Park version of Constitution Hill was a duelling spot for dukes and earls back in the 1700s. The equine version made the champion look like a mere stroll in the park, breezing clear, then letting fly at the last. And the atmosphere in a packed paddock was a collective, yep, that's just what he does. Wind it forward 40 minutes. Paddock bedlam is resumed. I'm not sure whether that station tannoy guy was on, but thousands of others were, and Huddysuckle and Rachel had them eating out of their hands after the Merse hurdle. Phew. There aren't many real advantages of getting older, but one is that you have first-hand experience of hurdling's golden age. I love Night Nurse, Sea Pigeon and Monksfield, and I watched in wonder when Istabrak dominated. Sticks in the craw to suggest these modern heroes are in that bracket, but there haven't been many to pull on the heartstrings like Honeysuckle, and there's not one shred of doubt in my mind that all the greats would have had their hands full against this constitution. What would I like to see tomorrow? I'd like to see an Ergamine make it all white on the night. I'd like to see Gaelic Warrior and Jerry Thalom go well. I'd like to see Dino Blue end Willie's handicap chase hex. And I'd love to see Davy get up on Galvin and serve it up to Michael O'Leary. But forget the rankling Ryanair governor. Unless you were a bookie, this was a day one for the ages. And, whisper it softly, the big races seem to pass off with jockeys riding nicely within those new whip rules. All in all, a fair old day for a game that's supposed to be on its knees.
Are you Cheltenham ready? Download the Sporting Life app for the best coverage of the festival, including live race blogs, stable tours, interviews, video previews, and expert tipping.